Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, The Power of Kindness and Goodness, The Goodness of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Can you look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you don't know my story. Don't even try to judge my praise. But I sing because I'm happy. And I sing because I'm free. His eyes on the sparrow. That's the reason why we all sing. Come on, let's give God a wave offering this morning. Hallelujah. Lift those hands and worship the name of the Lord. Come on, children. Everybody say, someone asked.
Someone asked a question.
Why
do we sing?
When we lift.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
What do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Pastor Mac, someone may be wondering.
Someone may be wondering.
When we sing our song.
When we sing our song.
At times we may be crying.
At times we may be crying.
Nothing's even wrong.
And nothing's even wrong.
Sing because.
His eyes on the sparrow.
That's the reason
why I sing.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason.
Let's take it up.
Why I sing.
Oh, someone asked
a question.
Why do we sing?
Why?
Can you sing that with us this morning?
When we
What do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering.
When we sing our song.
At times we may be crying. And nothing's even wrong.
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands
and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no. And when we cross that river. To study war no more.
That's the reason why I sing.
We sing glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
in my night, Jesus.
You're the reason why I sing.
You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus.
Somebody lift those hands and just lift them to the heavens and say, you are the reason why I sing. Not for fame, not for money, not for popularity, but it is because God has been good to me. Is there anybody to know that I may not sing like you sing? In fact, I may not be able to carry a tune like you do, but there's a story behind my song, and that's why I sing. He is why I sing. Close those eyes, if you will. Lift those hands all over this place. We are so grateful for those of you that are joining us virtually. So grateful for those that are joining us by way of radio. All over this state, we've been blessed to be the number one radio religious broadcast for the last 20 years. That's only God, and that's because of the faithful listeners that are listening right now. Eternal Father, we say thank you. God, we bless you in a special way. We thank you for this incredible opportunity to remind ourselves why we sing our song. Thank you, Lord, for this worship experience. These young people who today let it be known why they sing. Now, Lord, bless the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart. Allow them to be acceptable in your sight. For you art our strength and our redeemer. It is in your name we pray and give thanks. And the church said amen. Clap those hands, everybody. Give God a hand of praise. In fact, come on, give God a hand of praise for these incredible young people. Thank you to all of our young adults who had an incredible month. From our young boys who toured all around, thank you for our visionaries. The young ladies earlier this year took a trip to Savannah, Georgia. Thank you to all of you who pour into it. I said to the church earlier, I'm so proud to be a multi-generational ministry. And just in August, we had nothing but young kids and young people across the states today, young adults. We've heard from our senior choir in the past. We have a senior ministry. We learn from every generation. Amen. I am so happy that I learned from the generation that preceded me. And these young people will learn from you. So help us again celebrate young adults wherever they are. Bless you. There's a word from the Lord this morning as we complete the series of messages that God gave us that we began the first Sunday in September called The Power of Kindness and Goodness. And thank you to the young adults for allowing me to finish this message out on today. Amen. We wanted to share with you before the year was over all of the fruit of the Spirit. And we wanted you to hear when God says that you are saved not just by what you say, but what you do. And kindness and goodness is not what you talk about, it is what you do. Amen. This is the fourth and the final message in the power of kindness and goodness. Next week, we will begin a brand new series entitled The Power of Faithfulness. Power of faithfulness. But listen to what God has to say to us today. Psalms 27, verse 13. Psalms 27, verse 13. The New King James Version. The author of the Psalms writes these words. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Can we get on the devil's nerve and read it one more time? In fact, I'd like for you to participate. Help me read this together. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And the church said, amen. Amen. For the next few moments in this final message in this series, The Power of Kindness and Goodness, I want to speak from you from the words lifted directly from the text, verse 13. Here's the subject. Look at someone standing around you, behind you, in front of you. In fact, wave at those in the balcony. Amen. Wherever you may be, here is the word from the Lord. Help me say the goodness of the Lord. That is the subject of today's message, the goodness of the Lord. You may be seated as you clap those hands and take your seat. For the past 3 weeks, we have talked about the power of kindness and goodness as fruit of the Spirit. Paul writes in Galatians, and the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in your life. Paul talks about love, peace, joy, patience, but he also talks about kindness and goodness. In other words, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, you want to know if somebody is saved? You don't have to hear them speak. You don't have to see them shout. Just watch how they live. Because I've been fooled by people who know how to speak and shout, but have a hard time living it, okay? The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in the lives of the believers. And so we have to understand that kindness and goodness are things that are produced by the Holy Spirit. So for the past 3 weeks, we have talked about the power of kindness and goodness from the perspective of what is expected of us as people of faith by God. Go with me on this. 3 weeks, we've talked about what God expects from us. In the first message, we simply use two words for the subject. Those words were, be kind. Be kind. Second message of this series, we were challenged to go beyond our comfort zones and do something for someone else. And we chose the text dealing with the Good Samaritan, that despised Samaritan who did what the religious leaders would not do and helped someone who was in need. Subject for the second message was simply this, do something good for someone else. And then on last week, our third message in this series, we shared with you, we spoke to you on how we as believers, we as faith walkers are rewarded for our kindness with God's favor. The purpose of last week's message was to encourage you to know that your labor will not be in vain, that your kindness would not be forgotten. And that message was entitled, Kindness Rewarded. And now here we are today, fourth and the final message of this series. And God has given us an assignment to discuss the power of kindness and goodness, but particularly the power of goodness from a different perspective. Remember, I said the first three messages, they were from the perspective of what God expects from us, how we could be kind, how we could help someone else. In today's message, we want to talk to you from the perspective of God's goodness. Is there anybody in here know that God is good? Make sure I'm in the right place. So 3 weeks we talked about how we should be good. 3 weeks we talked about how, Deacon Simmons, we should be kind. Now today we want to conclude with talking about how God is good. Listen, it is said that God's goodness is the model that we all must try to emulate. It is the standard of all that is good. We try to be like everybody but God. We want to be like the latest pop star, the latest social media star, the latest political star, the latest social buzz. And really, all we have to be is to be like God. Just to be like Jesus. Ooh, just to be like him. And so, if you want to emulate the goodness in anyone, don't emulate the goodness in Pastor Jackson. Because I am human and I am subject to failure. But you should emulate the goodness of God. It is the standard of all that is good. Goodness, may I preach this? Goodness, listen, is a reflection of God's character. It is who he is. God doesn't have to try to be good. He is good. That's it gets me when people say, I'll try to be good. You ought to just be good. Amen. Goodness is who he is. He doesn't fake it. He doesn't put it on. It's genuine. It's authentic. That's why when we hear the phrase, God is good all the and all the time, God is. Now let's say it again so the whole city can hear us. God is all the and all the God is good. That simply means that his goodness, listen to this, extends to everything he does and what he chooses not to do. I need you to go with me, because we all know how to celebrate when God does something good for us. But the expression says God is good all the time. And all the time, God, when you are in a funeral home car on your way to the cemetery to bury a loved one, I want you to know that God is still good. When you have lost your job and you are filling out your unemployment information, I want you to know that God is still good. Everything he does is good. Every place he goes is good. Every word he speaks is good. Listen to what God says in Genesis chapter 1. You know Genesis chapter 1 is the beginning chapter. It is the chapter dealing with creation. After the creation of all things, after he separated the air from the earth, after he made the birds and flowers in the air, after he made man out of the dirt in the ground, God looked over all he had made. And in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 31, God declared it was very good. It was good before we messed it up. It was good before the current occupant of the White House. Okay. It was good before other folk thought that they can be bigger than God. Everything God put his hand to is good. Amen. He declared out of his own mouth, his own words, it is, the New King James says, it is very good. That's what God said. Listen to what the psalmist said. The psalmist writes in Psalms 119 and verse 68. I've chosen the NIV translation. Listen to how the NIV translation puts it. It says, and I quote of God, you are good, and what you do is good. Now, I want to say that again. God is good, and what you do is so. Every time you say the expression, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and people say, you don't have no scripture for that, say, yes, I do. Psalms 119 and 68, you are good, and what you do is good. So if something happens to you that God allows to happen to you, God has a plan for it to work in your favor. Can I preach to some young adults in here and say, as Joseph said some 20 years, having been betrayed by his brothers, having been cast in a pit, lived in a dungeon for a while, now those who had sought to destroy him, they are bowing down before him. And Joseph said, what you meant for evil, God intended it for my good. I don't need everybody, because some of you aren't there yet, but I just need some folk that are already convinced. Everything that happens in your life, God has a purpose for it to work out for your good. That failed relationship, God had a plan. That job that you got fired up, God's got something better. Or who am I preaching to? Somebody know that goodness is on its way. Am I right about it? It shall follow. David says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, what? All the days of my life. So somebody has to help me. Don't you wait until it's over? Why do you wait until something good happens to you in order to declare how good God is? Those of us who have faith, we know how to declare it before it happens. In the midst of bad times, we still declare God is good. So save your best praise for your worst days. Somebody on this day, on this morning, this is a good time to put a 20, 30 second praise on somebody that know this is a good day. Every Mother Melton, every evening when I call my mother on the phone, see, my sister, I ask her the question and she has the same answer. I always ask her the question, how was your day? She's 91 years old, has a few health challenges, but she still looks good. And for every single old man that's looking for a wife, don't even look that way. I've never asked anybody to leave this church, but if you mess with my mama, you would be the first. You got to find you another church, okay? So let me finish my thought. Every day I call my mother and ask her the question, how was your day? Her answer is always the same. Every day is a good day. Now, you don't have to be 91 years old to believe that. Some of you are young and healthy and vibrant and got multiple jobs and got money in the bank with your bougie self, living in all kind of fancy neighborhoods, got people's name on your clothes. And you act like you can't give God a praise with your dressed up self. But let me help you out. Every day, is a good day. This is a good day to give God your best praise. Oh, when I think of his goodness and all he's done for me, you owe God a praise. You owe God. Look at somebody and say, it's a good day, because this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice. Woo! And be glad in it. It's a good day. Tell somebody it's a good day. Look at somebody and say, I serve a good God. Say, every day is a good day. Lost my job, but it's a good day. Health challenges, but it's a good. Woo! Still have time to praise God. I know I've got another service after this, but anybody got 20, 30 seconds? You can just give God a quick praise. your neighbor, it's a good day to give God a great praise. Ooh. Don't you let the enemy steal your praise. Every morning you wake up, it's a good day because you serve a good God. The old folk used to say, good, 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 good. Woo! I like the old church, Deacon Simmons. They didn't try to impress you with their vocabulary. They didn't try to impress you with how deep they are, Hebrew or Greek. They just had a few words that connected. And they will walk around for 10 minutes. Good, 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 good. Good, 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 good. Somebody ought to find you a praise partner and say, good, 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 good. Woo! Good. Good. Good, good. Woo! Brought your children home last night. Good. Protected you over the highway. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I feel like preaching, but let me move on. In this incredible text that deals with the goodness of God, it is believed that David writes this text, but he writes it in the midst of adversity and a personal crisis. Ooh. David knew that God was good, but he also knew that weeping can come at night. He lost his son. His son raped his daughter. His wife talked bad about his praise. But in the midst of all of that, David had a story to tell. How many of you know, in the midst of all you're going through, God is still good? So David writes this incredible Psalms, and he begins with verse number 1 with a personal statement of faith. In fact, if you look at the text, he uses the personal pronoun, my, 3 times in this one verse. Sometimes you got to know that nobody but you can tell your story. Can I get a witness? You can download somebody else's testimony. You can go to ChatGPT and get somebody else's story. But if you want your own story, you've got to tell your own story. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, I've got my own story. That God has been good to me. Look at, do I have time to preach this? David writes in verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. 3 times, my light, my salvation, the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? In other words, David said, I've been through some things, but I've got a story to tell. I just need somebody that's got a story to tell. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, you are sitting next to a living testimony. If you knew my story, you would praise God for me. If you knew how good God has been to me, is there anybody in the house that God ever healed your body? Anybody in the house that God ever brought you from a mighty long ways? Anybody? excuse me, I don't mean to get on your nerve, but I've got to give God a hallelujah, Shabbat, throw my head back, open my mouth. Trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. Shall he hide me? He shall set me high upon the rock. I heard David write, when my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take care of me. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, has the Lord ever took care of you? Anybody know? Yes, he did. Come on, talk back to him and say, yes, he did. Has he ever done it? Yes, he has. Yes, he. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am a living witness. All the cute folk, sit down. All the cute folk, you are excused. But anybody in here know that God brought you out of stuff, through stuff, over stuff. Shout, God is good. Yes, he is. Woo. I feel an anointing in here. I feel an anointing in here. We got the funeral home going to show up in about 20 minutes. But I got to preach to the living right now. I feel an anointing in here. David writes in verse 13, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see. That's all right. Sometimes you feel like running. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Get you a praise partner and say, neighbor, you will see the Lord's goodness before you die. While you are still, don't y'all make me preach. While you are still alive, something good is about to happen. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. It's coming. I need somebody to just put your hands right here and say, it's coming my way. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Elder Randolph Franklin, go home and tell my dear sister, Elder Sarah Franklin, it's already done. Somebody point your hands right here and say, it's already done. I need some faith walkers. I need 100 people that got a prayer request. Can I just do what God told me to do? I need 100 people to leave your seat and run up here and look me in the face. 100 people that need God to do something.
the need got to. Somebody that needs God to do something. You need God to turn your situation around. Ooh. Come on, team. Ooh. We're getting ready to touch and agree. Lift your hands to heaven and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that something good is coming my way. Oh. Oh. One more time, lift your hands and say, Lord. Something good is coming my way. Now put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. Tell somebody it's coming your way. It's coming your way. Your family will be saved. Your bodies are going to be healed. Something good is. Whoa! I can see it. It's coming.
It's good.
Come on, team.
It's good.
I want your team to come stand behind me.
It's good.
share this with you. Verse 13, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Verse 14, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Who am I talking to? Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Something good is coming your way. Clap those hands and give God your best praise. Listen, listen. Stay at this altar. Stay at this altar. There are three key insights that we'll put on our social media. We'll send it out to you. I'm sorry, I couldn't even get to them. Three key insights that we'll share with you. We'll blast them out on social media. Please, please go and download, because I don't want you to miss those three key insights. But I want to close this service with this song for this altar experience. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days, look at somebody, say, all my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up. Thank you, C.C. Winan. Until I lay my head, all I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. All my life, you've been faithful. Woo! Yeah, y'all excuse me here. All my life, you've been so good. Anybody know that he's been good? I will see with every breath that I take. Ooh. I will sing of the goodness of God. Sister Janelle Montgomery sung this song a couple weeks ago. I called Regina and says, I want you to sing it again. Because as you know, I don't mind repeating myself over and over again. Because I want you to get this. Somebody needs to know that God's goodness is running after you. Woo. That's why David ends this with verse 14. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And again, I say, wait. Wait on the Lord. Come on. All the worshipers join us right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Janelle. Thank you.
I love you, Lord.
She has a testimony. Y'all heard me talk about that before.
For your mercy never fails me.
This young lady lost her husband last year. She's still
all
praising. Come on. If she can sing this song, you can worship two young kids to raise by herself. Okay. Listen.
From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Cause all my life you have been faithful. God. 'cause all my life you have been faithful.
So good to
with
you.
Every breath that I am able, I will sing.
I will sing
of the goodness of God.
Oh,
hey, your goodness is running after. It's running after me.
Ooh, goodness is running.
It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me.
Everybody,
your
come on.
All my life has not been perfect. All my life hasn't been going like I thought it would go. But the good news is your goodness, your mercy, your kindness is running after me. And I'm here to declare to every trouble that was in my way, every demon that told me that I was not gonna be what God said I was gonna be, that your goodness is running after me, and you are a just God. Come on, and let's, after we pray, if there is any individual, if you want to take that next step, if you want to have a greater relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, today is the day. We see wars, we see talks of wars, we see famines, we see natural disasters, we see all type of things going on in this world. But we also believe, not by sight, but by faith. Because we walk by faith, not by sight, that God's goodness is running after us. Even when we run away from it, God's goodness is running after us. So all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed as we seal this message. God's goodness, the Lord's goodness, with the prayer. And again, if is there any individual who just says, God, I'm tired of running. God, I can't do this by myself. Meet us at this altar. We will meet you. We will hug on you. I don't care what you smell like. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you've been experiencing all in your life, because today is a new day. And God is about to do something new in your life. And goodness is running after you. Amen. Come on, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for the awesome word that our senior pastor has encouraged us, that God's goodness is all we need. That God is good, not just yesterday, but he's good today and forevermore. God is good in our good days. God is good in our bad days. God is good when we're feeling sad. God is good when we're feeling happy. God is good all the time. And all the time, God, you are good. So thank you for everybody that is at this altar. Dear God, you know their needs. Dear God, you know their desires. You know the trials and the tribulations that some may be facing. Some may be praying for someone else. they're not just praying for themselves. They might be intercessoring for their loved one. Somebody that is sick on the sick bed. Somebody that may be at some mental institution. Somebody that may be sitting behind some jail cell. Somebody that may be homeless. Dear God, fix it right now, dear God. We know that you can do these things. We know that you can do all things. We know that you can make anything happen if we just trust in you. Lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge you in all thy ways. And you promise to direct our path. So, dear God, as we end this prayer, we just want to say thank you. And, Lord, we love you. Lord, we trust you. God, we trust you. When we can't trace you, we will continue to trust you. Dear God, continue to bless every individual that is under the sound of my voice. Remind them that everything will be all right because they are in the Master's hands. This is our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Come on, let's praise God. Come on, let's worship God. Let's worship God as we sing softly. If there's anybody that want to give their life to Christ, if anybody want to get baptized, if anybody who want to rededicate their life, if there's anybody who just want prayer, you might just want prayer. You might just want to do something different. Amen, amen. We got this young man right here. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a praise for this young man. Come on. Is any brave soul want to join this young soul? A young man that say he want to do something different. Come on, y'all. We got another here. Come on. Come on. Bible. The Bible says that the angels, 1,000 angels rejoice. Come on, baby. Come on. Can I get some? Come on. We got more coming. Can I get some intercessors to come and pray for these young people? Come on, let's pray. We're praying for his daughter. He said his daughter is going through some real bad trauma right now. 6 years old. We believe it in the name of Jesus by his stripes. Trauma is defeated in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, that's praise. Come on, Bible Way. We can praise God for these young people and this individual. We're gonna take them to the back as they go and be ministered to. Congratulations. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Can I get everybody to stand to their feet as we prepare for benediction, as we prepare for all the goodness of God. Can you do me a favor? Can you give our big God a round of applause? Can we lose our mind like we just seen the USC score a touchdown? If they could cheer, I seen 80,000 on last night waving flags and towels because they was happy that they team won. Our team just won. We just recruited some people into Team Jesus. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. We just added numbers. The devil thought he had them.
You've been listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and now on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled The Power of Kindness and Goodness, The Goodness of the Lord, please call us at 803-776-1238, reference sermon number 09-2825. Again, the number is 803-776-1238, sermon number 09-2825. October is Worship and Arts Month at Bible Way.
Tuesday, October 7th, 7 p.m. in the Sanctuary, the Worship and Arts Ministry will host a midweek service with special guest speaker, Pastor Johnny Brown of Genesis Church, Gastonia, North Carolina. Join us Tuesday, October 7th to hear a word from God. Sunday, October 12th, 1 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall, following morning worship service, the Worship and Arts Ministry invites you to join them for Seafood Sunday. Pre-order your meal online at bwcar.org. Dinners are $35 per person. Dine in or carry out. Come worship with Worship and Arts on Sunday, October 12th at 1 p.m. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org. Or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 73256. That's 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.